warmed over.
And you put the food in your mouth and you start to
chew.
Do you know of anything that people would make where they would just take cornmeal and mix it with milk? Just kind of heat it up, mix it with milk? Or have you ever heard of anything called mush?
Yeah.
Okay, what would that be, do you know?
I always thought of it as a hot cereal.
Okay, yeah.
Something like oatmeal or cream of wheat.
Okay, what do you call peas and beets and that sort of thing, carrots? You put
vegetables.
And a small plot near your house where you might grow vegetables would be a
garden.
Now, the particularly southern food that people have, like a lot of times in the morning at breakfast, it's white.
Grits.
Yeah. Now, when they're whole kernel type things, you call it
hominy.
Now, the starchy food that they grow so much of in China would be
rice.
Have you ever heard of any names for cheap whiskey?
Rye? Or maybe that's good whiskey.
I don't know.
Cheap whiskey.
Yeah. Kind of that you can buy in the store, but it's just really cheap. It's kind of no good. Kind of. Have you ever heard? How about maybe the only one I think I would have ever heard of is rot gut.
Rot gut. Sure.
Now, what about illegal whiskey, that is, non-tax paid?
White lightning.
Yeah.
Moonshine.
Yeah, right. Now, if there was something cooking and it made a really good impression on your nostrils, you might come in and say, just...
smells great.
Okay. The stuff that comes from sorghum is...
sorghum.
Yeah, and you call it sorghum...
molasses?
Yeah. And now the stuff that you pour on pancakes would be called...
syrup.
Now, what would be the difference between molasses and syrup?
Oh, syrup is... I always think of syrup as thinner, and it has a much different taste, like maple syrup or the stuff you get at the pancake house, blueberry or raspberry or that flavored stuff. But sorghum is... thicker and heavier tasting
than syrup.
Yeah.
Now, if something is not imitation, like a leather belt might have stamped on it.
Genuine.
Now, if something was sold and it was not already up in packages, like if they weighed it out of something, you'd say that you could buy it and you were just buying it. Okay, like at the dime store, you used to be able to buy candy.
By the pound.
And well, if you didn't buy it already in boxes, you just bought the candy like, you know how they used to do it, they...
loose?
Yeah,
loose. Okay.
What do you call this stuff that... I bet you hadn't thought about that.
No, I hadn't.
The stuff that you might spread on your toast in the morning.
Butter or jelly, jam, mm-hmm. Preserves?
All those, yeah. Those jelly and jam and preserves, I think. What would you have on the table to season your food with?
Salt and pepper.
Now, if there were a bowl of apples on the table and a little child wanted one of the apples, the child might say, well, please.
Give me an apple.
And you might say, now, it wasn't these boys, it must have been one of...
those.
And if you were pointing to a tree that's really a long ways, you might say, oh, it's...
way over there.
And you might say, now don't do it that way, do it
this way.
If a person had a lot of peach trees, for example, you'd say they had a
peach tree orchard.
Mm-hmm. Now inside of a cherry, the part that you don't eat would be the
stone,
and inside of a peach would be
seed, I guess.
Seed. Okay, now
what's a pit?
A pit, well, now you might call a pit